It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we ran about a year ago about something we almost never think about unless it breaks. The common everyday zipper.
The moment of, oh my God, my backpack just split open on me and I'm on a trip in Central America.
This is Clay McCabe, and he's kind of an expert on broken zippers because he's got hundreds of stories.
I had a musician that was getting ready for a show and his zipper had blown out on his pants, you know, and he was, I mean, who wants to go play a show in front of thousands of people with your pants unzipped? You
know? And when those zippers break, lots of people just throw the item away in the trash, even if it's your favorite pair of jeans or the backpack that's been everywhere with you. But this is not the way Clay was raised. When he was a kid in McCall, Idaho, his dad had a repair shop, and he would fix everything.
Every day, there was somebody who'd come into the shop and have a broken zipper, and he'd fix it in about 5 minutes.
And eventually, Clay's dad built a spin-off business. He made a kit for people so they could repair their zippers at home.
So it was just kind of a full do-it-yourself kit that had a handful of different sliders in them, that's the little metal piece that you grab onto.
And the slider is the thing that can break or fall off a zipper. So this repair kit was like a little bag that had a bunch of different types of these sliders. And it also had these little staple-y things for attaching the slider back to the zipper's teeth. Anyway, all this was happening back in the early 1990s. Clay's dad put the repair kits on a very basic website and started to sell them in a few chain stores.
So that was kind of like supporting our whole family, pretty much. You know, it was a meager living, but it was enough to get us by.
But things got harder after Clay's dad died. His mom took over the business, but she had a hard time keeping it up. So about 5 years ago, Clay decided to take it over.
Because it didn't feel finished to me. You know, it felt like there was a lot more potential in what he had started.
But in order to tap into that potential, Clay decided the whole look and feel of the business had to change.
I mean, the old website was like, it was straight out of the 90s, and it hadn't been changed since. You know, it was almost got to the point where it was like so retro, it was cool again.
So Clay did a complete rebranding of his dad's zipper rescue kit. Updated the website, designed a new logo, and then he started to, you know, go out and shake the trees a little.
You know, things started happening immediately. It was like, okay, I landed us a new account here and started to kind of get a handle on what was going on with Amazon and how it all worked.
And actually, once he got the kit on Amazon, Clay had to deal with a wave of knockoffs. But he says one thing he offers that the other guys don't is customer service. In fact, he takes a lot of the calls himself.
It becomes so meaningful when you're helping somebody fix something that's just literally irreplaceable. You know, it kind of gets me through my days. Like if I'm having a hard day and I get that call of some cute old lady, you know, I've had a southern lady be like, "You walk on water." And you know, they're just so happy to have this little thing working again in their lives.
That's Clay McCabe of Portland, Oregon. His company is called Zipper Rescue. For now, Clay is not too worried about how the current health crisis could harm his business. In fact, in a down economy, he hopes that more people will turn to small companies like Zipper Rescue to repair and restore stuff they already have. If you want to find out more about Clay or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.